U.S. President Donald Trump's proposed plan for Gaza's reconstruction and the forced relocation of its residents has sparked widespread opposition among Arab nations who are now seeking alternatives. The plan envisions transforming Gaza into a modern Western-style region with renewable energy, digital governance, and tourism infrastructure. However, a key component of the proposal is the complete evacuation of Gaza's population, with Egypt suggested as a host country for displaced Palestinians due to its strong ties with the US. Arab governments have firmly rejected the plan. Egypt and Jordan, the primary countries identified for hosting displaced Palestinians, have expressed strong opposition. Egypt has insisted that any reconstruction efforts must allow Palestinians to remain in Gaza, fearing that such a move could set a dangerous precedent for Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. Following a visit to Washington, Jordan's King Abdullah II reiterated his country's refusal to accept the displacement of Palestinians, emphasizing that such actions could destabilize the region. The broader consequences of Trump's plan could significantly impact US allies in the Arab world, as well as US-Israel relations. One major risk is the potential collapse of the U.S.-Jordan Security Pact. Jordan, a key U.S. ally in the Middle East, could see its stability threatened if large numbers of Palestinians are relocated there. Experts warn that pressuring Jordan to accept the plan would harm U.S. interests in the region. Additionally, Egypt has made it clear that it would terminate its long-standing peace treaty with Israel if Palestinians were forcibly moved to the Sinai Peninsula. In response to growing concerns, Egypt has increased its military presence in Sinai, though it remains uncertain whether this is directly linked to Trump's proposal. Furthermore, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi postponed a planned visit to Washington, possibly signaling discontent over Trump's remarks. Another major consequence of the plan is its potential to derail efforts toward Israeli-Saudi normalization. Trump had previously aimed to broker an agreement between Israel and Saudi Arabia, but Saudi officials have firmly stated that they will not establish diplomatic ties with Israel unless a Palestinian state is created. The forced relocation of Palestinians would effectively undermine the two-state solution, making Saudi-Israeli normalization unlikely. Despite these challenges, Trump's plan also faces practical and logistical obstacles. Experts believe that Arab unity against the plan gives the region considerable leverage. Several Arab countries, including Persian Gulf and North African nations, have been in contact with US officials, congressional members, and previous American administrations to exert pressure on Washington to abandon the proposal. Further, some Arab nations are exploring their own reconstruction alternatives for Gaza. An emergency Arab League meeting in Cairo is expected to present a regional plan for the reconstruction of Gaza as a countermeasure. The estimated cost of rebuilding Gaza is over $30 billion, and Egypt has expressed interest in hosting reconstruction donation conference. Marwa Muasher, Vice President for Studies at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, noted that the Arab League may take steps to assist Cairo and Amman should Trump decide to cut off U.S. aid to these countries. This suggests that Arab nations are prepared to challenge Trump's plan with a coordinated, unified response backed by significant political and financial support.